Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my office here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And we've been talking about the move of the Holy Spirit, the outpourings of the Holy Spirit from Acts chapter 2 right on down to what happened with Brother Parham in Topeka, Kansas, the Azusa Street outpouring. And right now, we're primarily talking about what happened at the Charismatic Renewal and that move of God. We've been talking about Brother David Duplessis. And in particular, I guess you would say that our subject is now, has moved to the Smith-Wigglesworth prophecy and the greatest revival of all time. That's what we're going to be talking about right now, the greatest revival of all time, which will be and is spoken of in the book of James as the former and latter rain outpouring together, which will ripen the crops and the harvest that we'll know just before the rapture of the church. Now, Brother David Duplessis, the Smith-Wigglesworth prophecy that everyone refers to and that seems so elusive, that prophecy was given to David Duplessis personally. We find it in his books, bits of it here, bits of it there, but he never wrote anything down about it until many years after the prophecy came. Now, personally, he personally told me about this prophecy. It was in 1983. I had been invited to a retreat near Washington, D.C., where they were going to have a meeting of some prayer leaders. People came there, I'd say a group of something less than 100. Some were heads of denominations, some were heads of magazines. And I was invited just because of this one prayer meeting we'd had with the old-timers, which God told us to have near Azusa Street. You know about that prayer meeting. We have the tapes of it with John G. Lake's daughter, Brother Philip Halverson, Mama Goodwin, Sister Rachel T. Fatiller. And that meeting was so powerful that it reverberated throughout the Pentecostal world at that time, full gospel charismatic world. And so I was invited to this meeting. And because of something that happened in the orientation, I had decided that I really wasn't going to attend every bit of the meetings. I was just going to go to the first session each day, which would be taught by David Duplessis, because he was known as Mr. Pentecost, and I knew he had a lot to put into me. And so I went to the first session, and then I escaped right after him and decided to get a cup of coffee in the cafeteria. When I got down to the cafeteria, there were six other escapees, and there was Brother David Duplessis himself. And he took the advantage, and we took the advantage, to sit at his feet the entire rest of the day. We came back and did the same thing the second day and the same day the third day. Same thing. During that time, he told to us about the prophecy, the Wigglesworth prophecy, that changed his life. He was the head of a denomination, secretary of a denomination in South Africa, which had grown out of John G. Lake's teachings. John G. Lake himself didn't particularly like organization. But it grew out of that, and Duplessis was, in 1936, the head of that organization, when Smith Wigglesworth came to preach throughout South Africa. After he had preached in many places, and David had translated for him, he came to stay at David's home in Johannesburg. The way it was told to us was that early one morning, David Duplessis had arisen about 5 and gone to his office. At 6 o'clock, he was working. And he didn't even realize it, but there stood right in front of his desk, there stood Wigglesworth dressed in a suit. And he said, "David, come out here now," and commanded him, took him by the lapels, pushed him up against the wall, and prophesied about the last great move of God this earth would know before Jesus comes. And David's part in it. David was to have a part in the mainline churches being a part of that move, because it was prophesied to him that God wanted to, through Wigglesworth, that God wanted to bring those mainline churches into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Many of the people in those churches into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And he prophesied to David that he would have a part in it. 15 years later, it came to pass. It began to come to pass. Wigglesworth was already gone. And that would lead on into the great end time move of God. As we know, David Duplessis had to do with Catholics and popes receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit, as well as the World Council of Churches. And so great things happened then, and they continue to reverberate until now. But now we're going to go back to the Wigglesworth prophecy. And I'm reading on page 86 of the book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time. We're offering that book to you as a special offer this week. We'll tell you at the end of the program how to get it. Now, I'm quoting, you see, this book here is an attempt to put it into writing, something that has never been put into writing. People just talk about, Brother Hagin talked about it, everybody talked about the Wigglesworth prophecy, but you didn't find it in writing in many places. And this group of people who put together this book, they say this on page 86. Another likely reason that David had a hard time remembering the prophecy word for word was because of the nature of Brother Wigglesworth's delivery of what he had seen in his vision. Wigglesworth had a vision from 2 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning, in which he said, quote, he saw secrets of God, some he could not even tell. And of course, Brother Hagin always said that too. David must have been somewhat in a state of shock while hearing it as he was pinned to the wall by Smith's strong hands. Through the research of Father Peter Hocken, who has made the best attempt to document the original prophecy, it has been discovered that there exists at least 4 different versions of this prophecy, which all differ slightly because of the time between the event and the writing and David's addition of other things which God had shown him through his meditations upon and walking out of the vision. But Father Hocken put this into print there, qualify the prophecy as containing this. There is a revival coming that at present the world knows nothing about. It will come through the churches. It will come in a fresh way. When you see what God does in this revival, you will then have to admit that all you have seen previously is a mere nothing in comparison to what is to come. It will eclipse anything that has been known in history. Empty churches, empty cathedrals will be packed again with worshipers. Buildings will not be able to accommodate the multitudes. Then you will see fields of people worshiping and praising together. The Lord intends to use you, David, in this revival, for you have been in Jerusalem long enough. The Lord will send you to the uttermost parts of the earth. If you are faithful and humble, the Lord will use you. And if you remain faithful and humble, you will see the greatest events in church history. And of course, David Duplessis did see the greatest events in church history up to the time of his death. He didn't see the fullness of the greatest revival. Then there is another corroboration that is in a book of Wigglesworth's prophecy. In the book, New Zealand's Greatest Revival, a brother remarked to Smith Wigglesworth, one is tempted to envy you when you have had such great success. He received the following reply from Smith. Young man, it is the other way around. I feel like envying you. I have had 3 visions in my life, 3 only. The first 2 have already come to pass, but the 3rd is yet to be fulfilled. I will most likely pass on to my reward, but you are a young man, and you will most likely be in what I saw. He burst out, oh, it was amazing. Oh, he said, I cannot tell God's secrets. But you remember what I say. This revival we have had is nothing to what God is yet going to do. End quote. The one to whom Brother Wigglesworth addressed these words commented, it was quite evident that the evangelist had a special vision granted him of the upcoming outpouring of the Spirit in an unprecedented effusion in the days just before our Lord comes to snatch away the church. And so in this book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy and the Greatest Revival of All Time, all that we've said to you about David Duplessis and about Wigglesworth is in that book. Now, there's something else in there, and that's going to be the Tommy Hicks vision and the Argentine revival, because Tommy Hicks had a vision of that end time revival. It is in this book. This is a good book because it has all the things in one cover here. Now, we're going to talk next week, not next week, but tomorrow, about the Tommy Hicks vision and what's in this book about it. And I want to say right now that I want to tell you as well, probably we'll start with this tomorrow too, when Demas Shakarian told me face to face how he received the vision to form Full Gospel Businessmen and how he had not seen everything come to pass yet. He also told me face to face about Tommy Hicks and his vision. I would invite you to get Demas Shakarian's book, The Happiest People on Earth. It's a marvelous book, and the first chapters are simply some of the most supernatural things you'll hear about happening. And it happened to Demas Shakarian and his family in Armenia before he was born. But I'm going to begin with that tomorrow, and I want you to know that you can get all of these things from us. You can get the book, The Smith Wigglesworth Prophecy, and The Greatest Revival of All Time. You can also get the Demas Shakarian book, The Happiest People on Earth, simply by calling us at 417-336-4877 or writing us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We want to invite you to the Champions for Christ Youth Meeting, July 28th, August 31st. Now, that's for youth. So you're not invited unless you're a youth or unless you're chaperoning some youth to come to the meeting. But we do have good news. There's an oil company because some of the young people and some of the buses and the churches were having a difficulty in the increase of fuel prices, gasoline prices. So there's an oil company that's helping us. We don't know what form that's going to take yet. We think it might be in the form of gas discounts, gas cards, something of that nature. And so if you're getting here or not getting here, dependent upon whether or not you could afford the fuel, please call and find out about what we've learned about that by the time this broadcast comes on. Just call us at 417-336-4877, and I'm trusting your young people, your young person, can join us here in Branson for all the wonderful activities Branson has to offer. And then you can join us for the moving of God through Go Ministries, through Chip Brim, through Dominique's going to be here again this year, and through Billy Brim Ministries. Billy Brim myself, I'm going to be teaching on to your young people what the Bible has to say about the generation in which they live, and that they are, in fact, for such a time as this, called to the kingdom. Young people love to know these things, folks, and they're ready to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.